What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here. Doing the podcast gives some normalcy for my life. So and I love it. And I have fellowship. And I laugh. You know what? It's very hot. This town is on strike. I asked my agent. They said I could do it. Bachelor is not a SAG production, and I am not a cast member of The Bachelor yet.
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes.
I would like to go on. They wouldn't have me on, and they would talk about my age. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Autumn Marie, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. You guys, it's very hot. And so I just want you to know it is an old garage. So we have a fan in the background. If you hear a sound, my apologies. That it's just so that we can stay fun and alert. We have a little fan because we cannot have the AC going because it's a garage. With me, catty corner to me, is a woman that I adore. She is my friend. She came in and she was at first just a listener, and then she became the people's princess of the podcast. You know her as my friend. You know her as the woman that gave me a champion necklace. You know her as a gorgeous artist. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Whitney.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, I wear my champion necklace every day.
Me too.
What did you do this week that made you become a champion? How are you practicing becoming a champion, Whitney?
Oh, you know what a fun thing is? I was met these people and they say they do one interesting thing a week.
Okay.
So that's my like champion thing to do, try and do something interesting. One interesting thing a week.
What is an example of what they did?
Well, they would just like go to a museum that they hadn't really planned on going to. I went and saw the movie Joyride, which I just sort of was like, huh.
Okay.
Which, by the way, the funniest movie I have seen in a long time. Like, I was crying laughing.
Okay.
It was so good.
Okay, I will look it up. I don't know anything about it.
Get ready.
Also with me is a gentleman. You know him. You love him. He's the executive producer of Bachelor Silver Lake. He is the host of the Brando cast. He is also the co-host of Rock Tales with Amit Zappa. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Brendan Smith.
The strike has really thrown a wrench into Bachelorette Silver Lake. We're not able to shoot because most of our contestants are WGA or SAG.
Oh, okay.
We also had our first heat stroke.
Okay.
Victim. Wow.
Okay. Was it
yesterday's competition?
Terry Polo.
Terry Polo was a swim across Echo Park, across the lake.
Can you actually swim in that?
Well, we made our guys do that. And
he has people go. You have to. One of the things is you have to go collect a coyote puppy from at night and return it.
Which, by the way, The Bachelorette ABC ripped us off.
What
on
do you mean?
This episode.
Oh, the camping. Oh,
yeah. Go into the woods and find some food.
Yes. What did you become?
We did that 3 years ago.
What did you do to become a champion this week, Brendan?
What did I? You know what?
What was out of your comfort zone that was going towards the light?
This is the most adult thing I've done in a long
time. Tell me.
I have a dog who has an injured paw.
Okay.
He's requiring my care. I have to stay on top of him.
Okay.
I was offered a free goddamn ticket to go up to San Francisco and see the final Dead & Company show at Oracle Park.
Okay.
Wow. Already seen Dead & Company on this tour at the Forum.
Okay.
Me as an adult, I had to choose my dog.
You became a champion.
I almost put him down.
You did. No.
So I could get in a car.
Don't make that joke in front of Katie. She'll put you down. She will put you down. Okay. With us, we have our newest addition to the podcast. So delighted to have this person with us. She is the host of the Lady to Lady podcast. Mm. She's a brilliant comedian. And may I say, is a huge part of the reason that Britney Spears is free. Can I say that?
Wow.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Tess Barker.
Hello.
Well, do you mind just taking 1 second to say, so you started a podcast, just a quickie.
Yeah, I'll try. So in a very unexpected turn of events, I had a side project podcast from my comedy podcast, Lady to Lady, that my partner Babs Gray and I thought was a comedy podcast, where the premise was us making too big of a deal about Britney Spears' Instagram.
Yes.
By nature of the fact that we were looking at her Instagram and the fact that I have a background in investigative journalism.
Yes.
We sort of started to figure out that something weird was going on with her conservatorship and that perhaps she was being wrongfully conserved. And we were contacted by a whistleblower who sort of told us that she had been, was being abused and held against her will. And we broke that news on our, what we thought was a comedy podcast.
Wow. That is so cool.
Wow.
That is major.
What was the name of that podcast?
Britney's Gram.
Okay.
Are you guys best friends now?
No.
Have you met her?
I haven't. No. I haven't.
That's nice, though. You were, like, I'm going to say that you were majorly of service to that person.
Thank you.
And that's like that, you made a difference on Earth.
I'm just happy she can drink coffee again.
Yeah. She was not allowed to?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, also with us is a woman. What have you done this week out of your comfort zone, going towards the light to become a champion this week?
Okay, I guess, I don't know if it counts as out of my comfort zone, but I feel that I excelled.
Okay.
I think I made the perfect gazpacho.
Wow, that's becoming a champion.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
With us also, we know her. We love her. Without her, none of this would be possible. Ladies and gentlemen, the good doctor, Dr. Katie, KT Money Levine.
Hi.
Katie, what have you done to become a champion this week?
I had to go to occupational therapy for my thumb.
Yes.
Look at all this movement.
I saw that a few weeks ago. That was not moving at all.
It turns out I have a ton of scar tissue and adhesion.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's fun. But it's getting better.
I want to say what I did to become a champion this week. It's not sexy, but I called Social Security and changed my address because I need a new card. And I dealt with that. It was a huge
deal.
I booked a mammogram. Things like that.
The same week?
I did both of those on the same day. The shit you don't want to do.
Nope.
God. It's not sexy, but part of being sexy is doing the stuff you don't want to do.
That's right.
I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
Do we need a Social Security card? Because
I didn't think I did.
I haven't had one my whole life. My parents gave it to me when I was in second grade. I have a passport.
I needed it though because I had a problem filing with the state of Massachusetts. I had a really hard time filing my taxes, and they need a copy of my card. And that's when I was like,
"You should have one."
I don't know.
I needed it to get a real ID.
Okay, I want to just give a shout out. We never actually gave a shout out on the podcast because this person came to our live show at the Bell House in Brooklyn. Jordan Ahava. My apologies if I'm not saying that correctly. She brought the most beautiful printed cotton scarves.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. So and she brought them as presents to all of us. And I just saw it in my house and I was like, I just wanted to get, you guys should all check her out. It's Jordan, Ahava. And I wanted to thank you for these. They're beautifully illustrated.
She gave me one with manatees on it that is so gorgeous.
Yes. They're beautiful. They're soft.
You could literally frame it and put it on the wall. It's
beautiful.
Wait, that's handmade?
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
What?
Isn't that gorgeous? So here we go. I want to just throw this out there. And again, I've said this every time, but now Brendan has been with us a couple times this season. I thought Charity was going to be boring. I am finding this season to be delightful. Mm-hmm. I love the guys. And I think Dotton is the best male contestant we've ever had. I completely hope they end up together. And it was, but, you know, I'll take us through the episode. But overall, Tess, are you enjoying this season of The Bachelorette?
I'm having a lot of fun. I think that they are checking the bad guy box quite well this season.
Yeah, so he's a fun one. Enjoyable. He's really fun.
Yeah, so that's been well cast. And my only issue, I almost am concerned. It's a little early. Dotton might be too perfect.
Yeah.
It was one of those where it's like, he's kind of obviously the one. What are we going to have to manufacture to stir up some shit
but
here?
She's not as horny for him as she is later on for Xavier. Horny always wins.
That's true.
Logic never wins. She should pick Dotton. Horny always wins. When did you start? What was your first season of The Bachelor?
My first season was Sean.
Low.
Yeah.
Who they keep trotting out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
One
Sean
of their
and Catherine.
Only success stories.
Well, exactly. I don't know why they didn't really handle up Jordan and JoJo.
They probably don't want to do it.
I don't think they want to. You love them.
I do.
So does he.
Because I think Aaron Rodgers is the biggest douche, and I hate that Jordan and Aaron. I love that Jordan and Aaron hate each other.
Yes. And Whitney, overall, Whitney, are you enjoying this season?
I am adoring this season.
Isn't she so lovable?
She's so lovable. She's so pretty. And what you guys said before, like, I don't feel like she was like the hot one in high school. She was like the nice, very pretty one.
Yes.
And I feel like that has really elevated her game. And
yes.
She's gorgeous. I love her outfits.
Oh my God. Her makeup.
Outfits were out of control.
Her outerwear, her jacket and coat and scarf and hat and pom-pom game. Yeah. You know I love a winter wear look. Let's just get started. Now, there must have been... They must have. It was you. They must have had a leak in the mansion for them to so quickly get out of there and go to Oceanside and then go up to Stevenson, Washington. That felt like a last minute panic. Okay, we've done. We got it. We can't go back to the mansion. We got it.
We should remind people that they were probably filming this at Nagora Hills when it was raining cats and dogs in Southern California.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And every house was leaking.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And that mansion where I'm going to have my 60th birthday party.
I've ended up.
Probably had some leaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could see the leaks in the walls anyway. We were complaining about them just in general.
That's a great idea to host a party there.
Yeah.
You can have, they have weddings there.
Yeah, no, you can rent it.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
can
on
rent
Airbnb.
It out. Oh, yeah, the websites, anyone can have it.
That's a great
idea.
For real.
It's such a fun idea for a party.
That's amazing.
Okay, great. So here we are. We're in Stevenson, Washington.
Has anyone been to Stevenson, Washington?
I don't even know where it is.
I don't know where it is.
It was like
the Dead and Company just played up there 2 weeks ago.
Because they said it was near the John Mayer.
They said it was near the gorge. So is that the same gorge where the... Okay, I have been there.
Okay, so they... she had the cutest pom-pom hat.
Oh, my God.
She looked so fucking cute. And I feel like... from what I've talked to with the contestants, they sort of give you it's almost like packing your child to go to camp, but they're going to like horny camp.
Right.
So I got the feeling that they didn't know I felt like they sort of outfitted them in like, I felt like they gave them some Stevenson Washington
clothes.
Oh,
they did.
Clothes.
You see, they all had the same shoes on.
Yeah.
The PAs went to REI.
You're totally right.
With the credit cards and just went to town.
Well, we're going to see some flip-flops later.
Oh, my God.
Maybe all the men didn't have appropriate footwear.
Oh, my God.
Well, they were given it because I had to rewind it because I was like, those are all the exact same shoes.
They're the same boots. I saw
I
the same
boots. Because they all had blue laces.
She looks so cute in her little boots. Okay, so there they are. And they're talking about how, you know, she shows up in her Jeep. There's a bridge. It's raining. There's tree houses. They talk about Sasquatch. And Brayden's earring.
Oh, my God.
Fishing lures.
I mean, it was truly... It just keeps feeling like your crazy aunt.
It is. He gives me an aunt vibe with the scarf and the too tight jeans.
Yes. It's a crazy, your art teacher aunt, but she's not even wants to be an art teacher, but works at the bank.
You know, I felt red to filth because my husband turned to me and says, you know, those earrings would actually look good on you.
Oh. And he was right.
Oh.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Oh, my God.
But do we think he, like, I just want to know what his suitcase looks like. Like, does he have, like, a compartment that's just all scarves and
earrings.
Dangles?
Yes, because it's, but my friend, my friend Dennis, he said, I haven't looked at his email, I'll look at the break. Last week he sent some photos. He thinks there's a PA tipping off Brayden of what she's wearing and that he always kind of matches
her. Did it again this episode.
Dennis Gubbins, he's our investigative journalist.
Love that.
Shout out D-Gub.
We've got a deep throat.
So we've got a deep throat and it's Dennis
Gubbins. Do you guys think the earrings are maybe performative, like just for the show.
Yes. That's my theory. Yes. Look, yes. I feel like this is a very straight, bro-y frat guy who saw that Harry Styles and Timothy Chalamet get ladies and that they're kind of fluid. And that, so it started last, like, you know, a couple seasons we've had the pearl necklaces, maybe a little dangle. This guy, it doesn't feel, again, I don't care what you wear.
No, of course.
But like, it doesn't feel remotely authentic. It feels.
It's
like,
all branding. Everything he does is branding. He stepped on that show knowing he was going to get to Paradise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Without question.
Oh, yeah. Knew he was getting to Ep4. He has to be friends with all of the Bachelor boys down in San Diego and like got tips of what to do. Yeah. It feels
is
like.
Am I forgetting? Is there a whole
phalanx of? Aaron and James.
There's so many guys.
There's so many guys.
They just go to the gas lamp and they throw out a fishing line.
There was a lot of like Katie's. Katie's season had a lot of bros from there. I will say this. I feel like he came in for Paradise. He didn't want to win. He came because he got the first impression rose. If he wanted to win, he could have gone easier. He wanted to be the villain and he wanted to be the fire starter.
Yeah. Which I never mind that because we need a villain. Yes. And like when someone knows how to play that role, it's appreciated because I'm here to be entertained.
He's a fun, we haven't seen a giant earring villain yet.
Exactly.
No. The only thing that makes him worse for me with my historic issues is if he's a rich kid. Like if his dad owns Home Depot.
I don't think so because I don't think a rich kid would be a traveling nurse.
Right, but sometimes I'll just pull back the curtain a little bit. Sometimes they have to kind of fabricate a profession for
but
some people.
I have friends that have fabricated professions, and they're like, oh, I own a charter boat for rich surf tours.
Okay, how about his dad invented travel nurses?
I think it feels like that requires too much training.
Okay, fair.
Like to me, it feels like rich kid with a job is... I have a startup. I'm a film producer. I'm an independent. I'm a director.
Fair.
Like,
app developer.
Yeah. Yes, I have a product. Yeah. I do solar. Yeah. I do solar whatever. Like, I just, like, I make solar flip-flops. Like, I just.
That's fair.
But just to play devil's advocate, the traveling is just the right level of specificity that it could be a lie.
Well, but there are a lot of people who, it's a real.
A real, oh, I know it's a real job. But I mean, it's a Braden specific.
But we were saying that it could be like a fuckboy job because you're just going from city to city.
Oh, yeah.
So like that, I think it fun something like I'm going to get stationed in Miami. I'm going to get stationed in San Diego. Like, and then basically you're there for 3 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, I play.
But see, I would think that that guy would be like, I'm going to be in Vail for 3 months.
Yeah. I think you would try.
You have to choose. Cabo, I think you go to like months. Tiny towns in Mississippi.
No. I've had a bunch of, bunch of the, in my tennis clinics.
They go to like.
There's a bunch that come to LA and like. Yeah.
I think you can choose. Okay. I think there's. Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of it.
I thought it was like you went to rural hospitals.
But he's only going to go where hot people are.
So I think that there's such a nursing shortage that you're sort of in the driver's seat of. I could be wrong. Correct me. I could easily be wrong. Sorry.
Would you guys let that man draw your blood?
No.
That is an incredible point.
Great point. Okay,
well, so he doesn't need to get a needle. He'll just really, pull the ear.
I had four vials of. I had my annual physical yesterday, and
that's a champion.
Four vials of blood pulled away.
That's a lot.
You are dead right.
Yeah, that's a lot of blood.
Sitting there with your arm over.
That's a lot of blood.
Get away, Braden. Get away.
Yeah, you don't want Braden coming in.
Yeah, well, the power of Christ compels you.
So then we have the first one-on-one. I got to say, two great one-on-ones this trip. Mm-hmm. And the second one was an interesting slow burn.
Yep.
So we have Dot and got a one-on-one. And she was driving, and then she goes, always loved. Loved her saying, I always drive. And then Braden is sitting in the back drinking a beer, watching the guys talk about, watching our sweet caveman wrestler, R.I.W., rest in wrestling. He was like, boy, this process really works. And Braden's sitting there like, fuck this. What do you even know about her? How do you even, like, you have a connection with her? You don't even know what, he starts making fun of Sean and his butt chin, and he's pissed. He's like, who am I? I'm Sean. I got a butt chin.
this move was great. Just a little butt chin.
He's a fun villain.
It was funny when he said that.
It was funny because he sucks.
As a dude, I wanted to light him on fire. When
did you?
Because it was completely, it's punching down. Like, there's no need for it.
Yeah, because he's got to win over Sean.
He's just antagonistic for the sake of it.
Yeah, you're right.
But I also, okay, so everything that he's saying, that was what we often think. Like, this is moving too fast. How could you possibly?
No, I know.
And I feel like all those guys in that circle, the producers told them what to say. They are falling for it all, hook, line, and sinker. And Brayden, as much as he drives me batty, is saying, like, quite a lot of the truth.
He's saying very reasonable things.
No, that's the thing that talks about him. Is that, like, his points are valid.
Yes, I completely agree with that. However, there's a difference between, remember, Peter from Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trying to communicate those very issues.
With Rachel, yeah.
Having a real connection.
Yes, yeah.
Being
exactly.
Like, I'm actually into you. I just want to figure out how to do this without us getting engaged. This guy feels evil and manipulative.
Yes, 100%.
And not authentic there for
I literally
her.
Brought that up last night watching her. It. How Peter, he was being reasonable. He was like, I want to get engaged once. I want to get married once. I want to just leave with you. But Brayden, it just feels like he's doing it to be
a dick.
Yeah.
Well, and it doesn't jive with what is obviously so much artifice and everything else that he's doing.
Yeah.
Like, he's acting, oh, this is so fake. How could you have these feelings about someone? It's like, bro, your earrings are fake. You bought all those scarves at the same Zara trip.
Yeah. Can we also just give a shout out to Peter that he actually just stayed in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
And just did his gym business.
He did?
Yeah. He didn't, like, the hottest guy that's ever been on the show. Like, there's been some hot ones. No, what's his name? Tyler Cameron.
Oh, Tyler C. Yeah.
And Cameron. So and some of the guys now, this season has some cutie pies. But, but I would say he was up there. And he did not move to L.A. He did not move to Nashville, San Diego. He stayed in Wisconsin. Did you see him?
I didn't watch that season.
Oh, my God. Salt and pepper hair. Mm. Gap tooth. Loved his mom. He had body image issues because he'd been heavy as a kid. Oh. And then so he started fitness. And that was his thing. He wanted to, like, have, like, a healthy relationship to fitness and body without, like.
Okay. She wanted to marry him.
And he was into dogs, and she wanted to marry him, and he was like, I would love to be your boyfriend, and she was like, fuck, and then waited him out. She's still married to the guy that she picked. Oh, okay.
But it was so insane. She's like, I need a ring.
I mean, I think she'd been really dicked over by her last guy.
Rachel.
But I think that's also producers in your ear that, like, you can't walk away from this. Like,
But it was so fascinating because so many times he almost had a sign saying, hey, I'm really into you.
Yeah.
Like, help me out here.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure out how to do this away from production.
Yeah.
But then it always comes down to you guys all signed up for The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yes.
Come on.
Now, yes,
you know
thank
what
you
signed up for. Your sister.
That's right. You know what? That's a really solid. Uh-huh. You know what? Thank you, Tess.
They should have a PA.
And welcome to the podcast, Tess.
They should have a PA that runs into every scene that's going that way with a giant sign that says, hey, bro, you signed up for
Remember what you signed up for. Okay, so here we go. They go on their date, and he is so tall.
So he's tall.
Dotton is so...
He's so sexy.
So dreamy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so... His
How
eyes...
How tall is Charity? I feel like we've
She's like 2 foot 11. These guys are fucking huge.
Usually who those tall guys go for is...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to look it up.
We need to find out how tall she is. Okay.
He's at least 6'6".
Oh, my God. At least.
At least.
He's taller than Xavier, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So they go to... who's 6'6"? They go to the tallest bridge in North America.
He can almost just touch the top.
She literally says... She is so cute. She says, she shows up. She goes, oh no, oh no, oh no, no way, no way. She goes, I would never do that. She is so nervous. And then, of course, he got it too. He was like, heights is one of my favorite. How tall is she?
5'7".
What? Oh,
no, she isn't.
That's like standard.
Charity's taller than me.
She's my height.
Wow.
Wait.
I mean, these guys are just all like super tall.
I mean, that means these guys are like. 6'10", 6'11".
They're huge.
Yeah. I mean, they're
She looks so petite.
So yeah. She looks like 5 feet tall. She looks like I would tower over her.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then she's like, I'm so he's like, and of course, he said that he's afraid of heights, which means, so then he has to kind of man up because she's freaking out. And if you don't want a bungee jump, and also, again, I love a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I love, I could get talked into bungee jumping, but it would probably be from one of the ones where they raise you from the ground. And like when you have to stand on that tiny platform and then you're the one taking it.
I've done it before.
Hell no.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I've done it.
Both of you have done bungee jumping.
I've skydived and bungee jumped and I found bungee jumping scarier.
Yeah. Oh. I've done both as well. Yes.
Did you think bungee jumping was scarier than skydiving?
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right.
Is it because of like the platform and sea and like,
it's because it feels said, more real.
They said stand onto the plywood also, platform. I'm like plywood.
Yeah.
You're on what?
You're on your own when you're on a bungee jump and you're standing there and you're jumping off. Where if you're jumping out of a plane, you're attached to somebody.
I would think that the possibility of injury when jumping with another.
I know.
Person,
I was like, she could
like, clock heads.
I was wondering
somehow?
About knocking
I
heads.
I thought that it was odd for their first time they did it together.
And he had his arm around her, which I was like, that could like throw out his shoulder.
Yeah.
It really worried me about.
Yes,
him
I
getting
was
hurt.
So concerned the whole time. And this is one of those moments in reality TV where my spidey sense was like, I'm not totally sure consent issues are being like managed. Like I'm like.
Yeah.
But they always do that. Like I think in his bio he said he was afraid of heights, and they'll find out what you're afraid
they want to know what you're afraid of and make
who
you do
it.
Who
was it who was afraid of birds?
And they Tyra Banks made someone do that.
Wasn't there like on here though someone like was
afraid
of birds?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
And they like made them come up to birds.
Oh yes. I also thought I felt like the first time they jumped was safe, and the second time I was like they looked like they'd hurt themselves, like they'd sort of knocked into each other. Because I was like, oh, don't do the second time.
Yeah, they were like again.
I actually loved that. She's like, round two.
Yeah, I loved how they did it
because I was so worried. And then I did feel like chemistry round two. I was like, they're gonna.
And then the rainbow. I mean, they also say that if you go through something like a life or death thing with somebody, that it chemically bonds you.
Yeah.
So, like, the producers are setting them up for this chemical success. Like, that mm-hmm. It's easier to fall in love if you've had this sort of life and death experience. Mm-hmm. And, which we see a lot in Bachelor Australia. They do a lot of sort of, like,
hot people, action Jackson.
Did you
things.
See the one? Did you
tagline for the show?
Did you do because we do it on our Patreon?
Yeah.
Did you see the one with us where they literally it was in Australia? There was two high rise buildings. That
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. So they put a wire.
Dinner.
They put a wire between two buildings, and they had a twister board, and they had to like scoot, and it was windy, and it was windy, and it was bouncing, and they wheeled them out to these two. Like a cardboard twister board bouncing between these two buildings that clearly no one had. They were supposed to go play Twister.
Who was it?
It was the bad guy who kept licking his lips.
Ivan?
It was the guy, and like he almost won because they bonded because he kept saying, look at me.
Oh, right. And remember, he helped get her back.
He helped get her back.
She's like, nope, I'm done. I gotta get back.
It was Allie.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so we're back. So
2 days ago, I saw a tanker back there.
Yeah, that's.
Want to get out? Talk to me.
That's our Australian accent. So then they have, he made her feel protected, and then the rainbow came out.
Yeah.
That was a good date, Katie.
No, I really think he might win.
I do too.
I think he's making out upside down, like when they were bouncing.
Spider-Man.
Like
full Spider-Man.
He's the deepest bro that's been on the franchise. For real. And
the way he complimented her last episode, I was just like, I see her being seen. Like, that's so hot.
I know. He's a man. Even though he's like 30 or something, he feels like a fully cooked.
Fully formed. Yeah.
So then they go afterwards. Another cute outfit. Mm-hmm. She looks adorable to do s'mores. He's never had s'mores, and they're snuggling. And then he goes, "I know I was helping you, but you were helping me, and you helped me move forward." And then he's like, "I wanted to tell you a little bit more about the roots of where I came from. I came here when I was 4. I don't know how you know about getting a visa, but it's a random lottery. And my aunt saw it, and it was a phone call. So I came to this country. It was literally because of a phone call." And his parents struggled but they really like sacrificed for him and his family. And she loved it. She's like, "Even though I grew up in suburban Atlanta, there was not a lot of people that looked like me. So I was very achievement based. And, but I'm not always poised. I want to find my person." And then Dotton said, I loved this. "You're somebody that I see that can't be put in a box. There's a lot more to you. A lot of people see me and say, oh, he's a tall guy. And they tried to make me an athlete, but that's not what I'm here." She said, "Thank you for opening your heart." And they kissed. There was a lot of tongue. Mm-hmm. She said, "Happy girl, happy boy." And he said, "It could be my person."
I'm here for it.
I don't care.
You know, again,
I have chills. It was one of the best dates I've ever seen on this franchise.
I was happy when it was clear that JoJo wanted Jordan, mm-hmm. like right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I didn't care that Caitlin Bristowe wanted Sean, remember? Yeah. Like, she was like, that that's my guy. Like, the first day.
That was my first season.
Mine too, yeah.
So that was my first season, so I liked her. I was, because I liked her so much, so I was like, okay, Sean it is. And then Nick showed up, and they really fucked with it.
Right.
Tess, Nick. Did you love this date?
I loved it. I just love their chemistry. I just, like, I love the extreme. Like, I thought they were being really genuine with one another.
Yeah.
I thought they had a deep... It was one of those instances where it's like, maybe the process does work, guys.
Yeah. That's right. Whitney, how did you feel? Is this one of your favorite dates you've seen?
Absolutely. I adored it. And I agree that I feel like because they did that high intensity thing earlier, they like really bonded. And then s'mores, I mean, it couldn't have been cuter.
It was so cute. I loved them. Do you...
The producers are very much behind that relationship.
I'm afraid... I hope that... The side of her that keeps giving Braden a chance does not get in her own way.
You mean the cute boy radar person.
Yeah, that her horniness. Yeah. And the side of her that picks bad guys historically became a therapist. I think sometimes like to sort of like you can't fix your like that we get in our own way as animals and that horniness gets in our way. And sometimes we don't pick what's necessarily the best for us.
Most people. Yeah. Dr. Brendan's going to get on his high horse right now.
Please.
Most people have to go through the same fucking relationship with the hot, crazy person again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
And then one more. And, oh, no, then another time. And then one more time before they realize.
Yeah.
But I have my theory about
stay
that, too,
away from
that men have to do that. And then this is going to be morbid. Then their father passes away and then they click. And then it's like, oh, I need to settle in.
Wow.
I need to take the spot of my,
one's coming to save me.
I like that.
Interesting. I have to now be the man of the house. And all of a sudden, all the things that like were fun before fall, and then it clicks.
Wow.
Nice.
That's a hot take, Whitney.
No problem. Now, the only issue is if the person's father passed away many, many, many years before. But the amount of guys I was like, oh, God, they're dating another stripper. And then the father passes away and then they turn around and I like miss my opening because then they've gone off and married a celebrity.
Wow.
But I was like, hey, it happens a lot.
Wow.
Love it.
Second, my dad passed away. My brother was like, I'm going to propose to my girlfriend. I'm like, what? Where did this come from?
Wow. Interesting.
Fascinating.
Well, do you think, let's just say right now, I'm going to everybody on the count of three, do you think she's going to do what's right for her and pick Dotton? Or do you think she's going to get in her own way and let Horny win? Is she going to pick Dotton? Yes or no? One, two, three.
Yes.
No. Is it just me that said no?
I said yes. No. I said yes.
I said yes.
I'm the only one that
but
said
I can,
hater.
I can only say I hope so.
I hope so, too.
But I feel like Charity's very self-aware. Yeah. Especially
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
She kept Braden.
By the way, she didn't cut Braden. Braden cut himself.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. I guess, though, like, seeing how she was with Xavier, I was like,
she was
more,
hornier for Xavier.
The way she looked at Dotton was different to me.
Well, exactly. At first, because in the beginning, she was like, we'll get to it. But in the beginning, she was like, I don't trust you, I don't trust you, I don't trust you. Until he was like, until the mom story.
Yeah.
And then she was horny. Yeah. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Bachelor Villain!
In it for the money.
In it for the gram followers.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
And we're back. You guys, I have to say, meanwhile, and when they were on their date, we're back after Dotton and Charity had their date. When they were going on their date, Brayden and Aaron started talking shit. Brayden has a little walk with somebody, and he says he's worried he never gets to see her off. I just want to see you when you're not being the bachelorette for 1 second, which is honestly a solid point, but he's such a dick.
I guess, and it goes back to the thing of like, we're not living in a normal reality right now. Yeah. You guys have all been sequestered in a house. You're only allowed to talk about looking at love. You've all drank the same Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You don't have your phones.
Yeah. That's exactly. Right. Okay, so here we are. And so then there's a group date, and they're going into the woods. Can I just say, just get 3 real Girl Scouts. I don't want to see the fucking child actors.
Oh, they were such theater little actresses.
Just such like the parents are, the, you know, they came out and stayed at the Oakwood for pilot season. And I could even see like their parents telling them how to hit the words and K-I-S. It just bummed me out for the kids. It made me mad at the like parent, like the child.
The older I get, I don't ever want to see any kids on TV in the morning industry. I'm just like, that we don't need that. Put it off camera.
Weird.
And then especially like, isn't she a child therapist?
Yeah.
Child therapist signs off on a kid being on camera?
She probably didn't know. She did not. I'm sure she showed up and they're like, this is what we're doing today.
Oh, yeah. I had just one thing because I learned this the other day. Sorry, I'm going to, because there's no musical performance. Mm-hmm. Did you know that those musical acts have to pay to be on the show?
Are you kidding?
I'm not surprised.
How much?
I found out that pre-COVID, it was around $40,000 to $50,000.
Oh, what?
COVID, it is between like $50,000 to $130,000.
Wait. God. So like Tenille Arts had to pay like $40,000?
So it would be their record label that had, because they have to pay for the loading in this. Anyway, I just heard that the other day and my head exploded.
Okay, was there any evidence of the bump you get after the Bachelor or Bachelorette?
That's a great question. I think it absolutely, you get a bump afterwards. So I think there must be a reason why everybody pays for it. But then I asked, did Jesse's brother get a discount?
His cousin
get a discount, which I didn't get the answer to that question. But yeah.
So you be 40 paid to be on?
Their record label.
The Cranberries.
When it was like an ex of someone who was playing? Do you guys remember?
Yes. Peter Pilot season.
What's her name? Victoria Fuller.
Had fucked that guy.
Yeah, the carnival.
So do we think that was like a long game thing where this guy paid $100,000 just to see
you? No, I bet he's the only one that ever got on for free.
They found out that they fucked, and they're like, let's get this guy.
That's always my favorite acting they do. And I'm like, oh my God, Joe Smith. I love him.
I know. An old guy over here on the table is like, I have no fucking idea.
Nobody does.
And that's incredible.
It's only had UB 40, and then we all were like, what?
And the Cranberries. One of the last Dolores O'Riordan. R-I-C.
O'Riordan.
Oh my God, I love that. They have like Richard Marks, too.
Oh, my favorite. I
love Richard Marx more than anything.
Richard Marx doesn't have to pay.
Richard Marx, I went and saw him when he did a free show at the Grove.
Wow.
And it was like me and a whole bunch of other Middle East women, yeah. like all wow. by ourselves dancing.
Freedom fighter Richard Marx.
I love him.
Freedom fighter Richard Marx.
Okay, so here we are. We've got the kids. The kids are like fake scouts, which sucks. They're, and then if you win, you get to go to the kissing tree. Oh. And then you have to go find food. I'm sorry. He did not find two beets. Brayden,
yeah. this is, no. I was like, I need explanation here. I want to know if they like,
planted.
They planted
they must have.
Million also, percent.
Him, obviously, like, on for the camera and like loving
and then
every
shirtless
second.
Eventually shirtless and like not wearing a coat and yeah. then really hamming it up
and who and said to him like bring it down a notch like I love
that,
that
was
they,
so funny
does super. Anyone
he
here
said do less
do less that is I was like do less is the greatest line ever.
Does anyone here watch Alone on the History Channel?
I have watched it, yes.
Okay, do you know what Alone is?
No.
It's 10 survivalists split up and they
yes,
dump
yes.
them in.
I've watched it.
So it's like
deepest,
naked
deepest,
and afraid
at Alaska yeah. way north up in Canada. Okay. And they dump you in the forest, and basically one of the first things you have to do is find food.
Yeah.
The most skilled people usually have an impossible time finding
yeah,
food
yes.
to the point where sometimes they're eating tree bark.
Yes.
Yes. yes
so
right.
here we are in this city park. We're not deep in the woods.
The gorgeous nearby.
We're
they
not,
left
the, yeah.
There's like a dog food bag dispenser behind them.
Two full beets.
I and like anyone who's tried to garden knows you spend all summer and then you maybe get like a half a lemon.
Yeah. yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I was like, did he forage and pull the beets? Like that's where I was like, this needs
I
to be explained to
me. And why is he the only one that got two beets?
Yeah.
But I don't mind
the
producer
growing up
friends
in the gorge.
Giving them to him.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing, I don't, it feels like it was, the whole thing felt very shitty community theater.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was so bad.
Low budge.
Yeah. It was also, low budge. The kids were annoying.
Also, the way he kept going, I love outdoors. This is my sister. I love hiking. And then he kept being like, I'm not going to stay on the trail. Not very leave no trace, Gus. I was like, no. I was very upset by that. No.
Poor messaging.
Yes.
Poor messaging.
I was like, you don't love the outdoors.
So then he had his no shirt on. He's like, sure, she was a cookie gutter, dude. Fine. And then,
how cold do you think it was, by the way? Because he looked cold.
They were saying it was fucking cold.
I would say, I bet you it was like high 40s.
Yeah, because they didn't see their breath, so I'd say high 40s as well.
So then, then he goes, she might be an amazing woman for someone else, not me. Why? Because she went out with Dalton? Like, what has happened? Oh, because she called him out. He didn't like getting scolded.
Yeah.
And then, Aaron and Brayden get into a fight. And he's like, bro, you did me dirty. I told her everything. I mean, he did have a point. I mean, Aaron was like, you don't want to be the snitch.
She's falling for the snitch.
I hated this segment because I was like, it did give Brayden some legitimacy.
He wasn't wrong. Yeah. He did tell her all those things.
Your line reading on bro, you did me dirty was really good.
Yeah.
Bro, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. Did I get the part? What's the callback? You did me dirty. And then they go, what's your end game? And a lot of people are like, to get down on one knee, to leave here engaged. He's like, I want to have a connection.
Yeah.
But he's doing this on purpose.
Of course.
Like, he's nagging her.
Well, are you the chalkboard one?
Yes.
I think it wasn't like, I want to be as content as possible. It was something that had nothing to do with charity. It was completely focused
on
him.
Himself.
Right.
He's unhinged.
He sucks. And then so he, which is insane. Our girl Lori likes him.
Does she?
Lori likes him, Katie. Did you check that?
Why?
I got a text. Sorry. I'm going to text her right now to see if she still likes him. I'm going to text her right now.
What does she like about him?
I'm going to text her right now. Do you still like Brayden?
Yeah, please do. Because I do, like, again, he is just calling out everything.
Yeah, and he has a point.
He has a point to everything. He showed up. He got the first impression and was like, I don't want this, but I want to get to paradise because I want to become an influencer.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so, and then, who is it that was saying about the book, like the negging? And it's like he's doing
Paget.
Paget said that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he's read The Game.
The Art of the Game.
And he's literally doing all of it.
I need to read it too. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then they're fighting and then they're like, what? Brayden has packed his bags twice. And then she's like, what?
Oh, she walks in then at this point.
She's like, twice? And he's like, yeah, I told you that. She's like, you didn't tell me twice. Can I talk to you for a second? Again, he hijacks every fucking cocktail party. So then he's like, look, I haven't been excited since I got here.
So rude.
I've been down in the dumps.
Remember the day we went to the baseball stadium? Totally depressed.
That was like one day ago. And then he goes, and she's like, what's made it so hard for you? And then he's like, I have no idea where I stand with you, Charity. And then she's like, she's got aggravated. And then he's like, she's like, it hurts you that, he goes, it hurts that you have connections with other guys. And she's like, that's what this show is. And then he says, I like you, but I don't want to be here right now. I am not capable of getting through in this environment. And she's like, well, can I walk you out? And he was like such a little brat. And then she was super upset. Let's just talk about that. Or should we just talk about what happened?
Of course
he fucking comes back, just like Chad whistling in the woods with Life's Not All Blueberries and Paper Planes.
Well, I blame the producers on that.
Well, obviously.
Wearing flip-flops.
Wearing flip-flops and a scarf.
Unacceptable. Get him the fuck out. Get him in the van and...
And
Jeff, that's how you know
Jeff,
that they
drive him the fuck away.
You knew that they were coming back because of the fact that you didn't have the car ride with the video. I mean, that's always what's happening.
Has he had it yet?
He hasn't yet either because I think he'll be back again.
Because she, and the other thing is like, so she's like, Brayden has left, and they all were like, yeah, because you're strong and you let him. It's like, he quit.
Yeah.
She didn't cut him.
But they don't know that.
There's this big part of me that this whole situation reeks a little bit to me like the hands of the producers. Like,
of course.
Like, I'm not even buying that she's feeling that chemistry with him. Like, that's what's bringing her back.
I think
she thinks he's cute.
I think he's like cute enough.
I think look, we all have blind spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all have things that are not necessarily in our own best interest. And for what he has figured out how to play her. And it works. And it's like watching it happen to somebody else. You want to just go in there with like a paratrooper and like rescue her. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting watching someone play someone else like a fiddle and just get her on the line and get her on the line. Every time it's like, wow, it's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch, especially when this guy is such a, like, looks like such a lunatic.
Exactly. He's not even that hot.
He's not good looking. He's got stupid earrings on. I mean, there's nothing, even his body type, I was thinking about it. I'm like, there's nothing, like, I bet him in a bathing suit next to the rest of the guys, like, I just don't think he's going to be as hot.
No.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I love her, but how can she have such a huge blind spot for this? Because
these guys are great. She's got great guys.
Yeah.
I feel like she was starting not to like him, like, especially since last episode. Like, she wasn't asking him to stay. He kind of self-eliminated, but she wasn't like, no, stay.
Exactly.
She was just kind of... I think she wanted him to go.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she was a little tepid about him, too. And especially, I don't buy that he gave enough of a shit to come back on his own volition. Like, I feel like that was the producers being like, we got to get the Sasquatch shot.
I think he did. I think he wanted all the airtime.
I think he wants the airtime. Yeah. I think he wants to go to paradise with a splash.
He wants to have all the followers. He will keep coming back. He is down to play the part to the finale.
Has anyone checked out his social media?
No, we need to.
Sitting at this table.
Okay.
But I was thinking, too, I feel like she had an eye-opening moment when they said, who would you eat first? And everybody said Brayden. Her realization that she's like, they all picked him. Like,
yes.
I think that was like, oh, only one person has said it's me, but this guy is red flags all over, and maybe I need to just like realize that's what's happening here.
Yeah, that was my read on that too.
Yeah.
He has under 10,000 followers, 9,957.
Wow.
And his thing says unapologetically me.
He'll get more.
I don't know. I think people don't like him.
Yeah.
Okay, so then she said,
I want to see it too.
She said, Brayden is the old. He's playing the victim. He's like the old kind of a guy I would go for. She was upset. She's like, Brayden will not be returning. Clean slate. And she talks to Aaron and says, I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. And then she basically made out with everybody at the party.
The vibe totally changed.
She went on like a therapeutic kissing tour, starting with Joey, who's adorable, the tennis pro. Joey.
Top four.
I say top four.
Me too.
And possible, I think, batch contendant.
Are you reading this whole thing? He writes like a whole apology thing.
Oh,
And talks about what it's like on the show.
What does he say? Let's read it.
So he says, such an incredible time. He shows a picture of himself in Washington. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm so grateful for this experience. And after watching it back, I'm excited to get back to work on myself as a person. I saw things that I both loved and didn't love about myself. But I am proud to say that at least I recognize the person I saw on the screen. This experience was extremely challenging and pushed me, but in an interesting way to help me overcome a lot of things that were buried and I had thought I had overcome through years of counseling. Then he says, to Charity, you're such an amazing woman. Right. I'm so grateful that I met you, blah, 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 blah. I worked for the longest time that my heart no longer worked, as cheesy as that sounds. But to be honest, you helped show me that it does.
Enough. Okay, we're done. I can't.
But it's interesting. So that makes me think he's not coming back just because why?
That seems like his apology tour. That's a good point.
There's no way he's not on Bachelor in Paradise.
No, he'll be on Paradise.
He's made for that show.
Can we also just say
the wrestler?
Oh my god, I'm obsessed with Caleb.
He's gonna find love in Mexico.
I love Caleb.
He's a nice guy. He was sweet.
He's adorable
and funny.
I loved Caleb.
I loved him from the beginning.
Everyone was a doubter.
And his fun printed jackets and his cowboy hats.
And as soon as he finds his gimmick, as we say in the wrestling world, he's gonna pop in that.
I want to also just say
he doesn't have his gimmick yet, but he'll get there.
This is an important thing, and we'll get back to the group date. Can we just finally praise the powers that be finally giving us the Golden Bachelor, the Senior Bachelor,
who's actually 71.
He's 71. He's so hot.
He's hot.
He is so hot. Yeah.
Brendan and I were talking before, though. The women have to be like over 50, though, right?
That's how. What's they have to be young cut off for the women.
I think they should have their AARP cards.
They're 40 to 60.
I will be the least bit surprised if it's mostly 40.
40?
I heard 40 to 60.
40?
It's no. ABC. Yeah.
May I say gently that I have a lot of lady friends my age who, for one reason or another, sometimes divorce, sometimes life, find themselves back in the pool.
Yeah.
And they can't stand it when they get the swipe from the 68-year-old man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's demoralizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I hope not. You're saying 40 to 60? Has that been announced?
I heard that.
Yeah. Oh.
But also, not 40 to 70? You can't be in your 60s?
At least his same age?
Yeah,
you should at least get up to his age.
40 to 70, fine.
I think it should be 50 to 70. I think it should be over 50
to 70.
Yeah.
50 to 70.
How old do you have to be to move into one of those condo complexes? It should be that age.
Coyote Cannon.
As soon as I can.
Del Webb presents Solar Beach.
Okay, so then.
You and your friends.
It's filming right now.
That's fun.
We know that.
Okay, so then.
I'm so excited.
Will they get to go to Bachelor in Paradise?
No. Well, yes.
Oh my god.
It'll just be like an old person crew.
That would be so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-inclusive resort. They should shoot it at one of those retirement communities.
Actually, not a bad idea.
The whole thing around the golf course.
They can't make old people travel that much. It's tiring.
Also,
their legs are swell.
Their compression socks.
She also, side note, gave the kissing tree to Aaron B., I just have to say.
But then when they were kissing and everybody was walking past the tree, like that was very funny.
Yeah, he was like, she was straddling.
She made out with him and then she pulled Tanner aside for makeout. Yeah. Anyway, I just have to say she kissed her way to wellness, getting rid of Brayden. Any final things on the group date and Brayden before we take a quick break and then come back and talk about Xavier?
A place for mom. That's where they should shoot.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bachelor.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone.
Okay. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Great. And we're back. Okay, so Xavier, finally my boy Xavier, he's my number one pick. He got a date. And she's so cute. They go to like a farm. Again, this makes me feel like there was a leak in the mansion because it all felt like kind of a last minute thing.
A fruit festival that had no fruit.
Yeah,
and so literally no fruit.
Pepper jelly and pear jam, and she kept going, "No way, no way." So cute.
And but lavender, I was like, it looked nice, but also, there wasn't fruit.
Have you guys ever heard of anything that's just called a fruit festival? There's the strawberry festival or the garlic festival.
Yeah, the pumpkin festival.
Yeah.
Garlic festival in Gilroy would honestly be such a great date. Make them eat that garlic ice cream.
Lori's from Circleville, Ohio, home of the Circleville Pumpkin Show. Okay, so, but she was on guard. It is interesting watching another person, like we all have our biases and we make up our idea about somebody. It was interesting watching how the date changed the second her guard was down because he reminded her of people that she would have dated in the past.
Well, I think he reminded her of the guy.
Yes.
I think it was that specific. I think it was the guy that hurt her the most.
I see. Mm. Yeah, she was shut down.
Because
yeah.
Xavier walks through the world with a certain type of dude confidence that's like very real. Like when
he's tall.
Like, yes. Mm-hmm. But she just was around that same energy. Mm-hmm. I bet that they, not looks wise, I bet it was the same sort of like.
Well, and she's like, I don't want to just be pretty. Like, cause like, and again, the way that Dotton talks to her and like ask questions, and when someone's like, you look good today, like that you want somebody who's more interested in you as a person.
Yeah, to me, I really like Xavier too a lot. I think he's top 3, 100%. But to me, that's what separates Dotton from Xavier.
No, yes. We do our picks just based off the ABC bio. So it's before we've seen them or met them. Dotton, if I had to do it again, I would pick Dotton.
Yeah, okay. 100%. What do you think if the dates were reversed? Because I just think it's interesting that, as we said, Dotton was thrown into this like high like intensity where they're both petrified, where this is like you're just jumping on some fruit. I was like, like it's that's not an level playing field. And I kept wondering what would happen if they were on different dates.
Right? How pissed are you if you get the fruit one?
Yeah.
No. Wow. I mean, yeah. All these people.
I'm not stomping on fruit today.
Yeah. But, I mean, all these people are here.
Take the guy with the butt chin. Yeah.
They're here to find. Here, I'll keep doing that. They want to find love, but it's a competition that you want to win at the end of the day. And you know, if you get to do something scary, that odds are that you'll
make he
out
kept
after.
Saying. So he was like, "I've grown a lot, and I didn't expect it." She just kept saying, "He reminds me of my ex." And you're right. I think that they intentionally didn't. They want her to end up with Dot and not with Xavier. Mm-hmm. I think the producers. Yeah. I think they think that. I mean, Dotton's a gem. Yeah. So then she's having a gut feeling. She is closed off. She's like, I'm worried about how loyal of a guy he is. My previous relationship. So then I like how she talks to people on there. She's direct, but it's not in a way that, you know, we all know she was feeling probably kind of defensive, but she still was warm and engaging. And she was like, just very direct. Like, let's talk about your previous relationships. Mm-hmm. Do you have any fears? Again, I thought such a smart, she's probably a good therapist.
Yeah.
Do you have any fears? His fear is, I give all of myself. I have a fear of giving myself away and not being reciprocated. I want to be there for the girl. I fear that what I say will not be enough. And then she's like, what makes you worry? Like, and she said for her, it's infidelity. It really messed with her self-esteem. And he's like, I'm completely honest. He was sort of a boring date, to be honest. But then he started perking up. He's like, I will do anything for my partner. I went for my PhD. My mom has MS. My dad is her primary caregiver. He's like, so I've invested my life and my career, the chance of helping her. And then she started crying. And you could see this whole...
I had a whole other experience.
What did you have?
I was just like, I don't understand how him getting a PhD is like helping the mother through MS. Like, I just sort of was like, I appreciate that the father is a full-time caretaker, but I was like, how do these...
He's in healthcare.
I just was like,
anything
stuff
that's
to,
non-bro...
Yeah. That's what
might
it was.
Might get some tears.
That's what I was like, oh, this well, is like, he's it, saying what
like
needs
if he's
to
like,
be said.
I've got this really awesome like seltzer company and we're like launching and it's fucking amazing. We hope to be in like a lot of markets.
It's yeah.
It's going to be Loverboy.
You know what I mean?
Is it Loverboy?
Right. Is it Loverboy?
I think that his package, doesn't his job, Katie, isn't it to do, isn't it, he got into it to help, like, I think it's something with healthcare to do with his mom.
Well, I mean, I thought it sounded very nice, but I was like, how does getting a PhD help the father take care with mom. I just was like, I think both things are nice. I just didn't know how that they merged together.
I totally agree. It was a little convoluted and all over the place, and it felt to me like he was pulling out all the Bachelor hits.
That's
like, problem with my parents. Mm-hmm. I've done something really hard. I give too much of myself. No. What does that have to do with her fears about infidelity? Which, by the way, I don't think have anything to do with Xavier. But right. I didn't like...
Mm-hmm. Do we think Joe Manganiello cheated on Sofia Vergara?
Oh.
Is that a rumor?
I hope
is
not.
That a rumor?
No, they're divorcing.
They are.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that hit the world. That's what I've been thinking about infidelity as we've been talking.
No. It's heartbreaking.
Yes, they are.
They're getting
divorced.
They're
getting divorced after
hot.
7 years of marriage.
No.
And she posted some, as we record this podcast, this morning, some risque photos on People Magazine.
She did that last week, too, for her birthday. And I was like, what's she doing?
Yeah.
Like, why is she doing that? She did some today?
Yeah.
More. Yeah, she did some more. Thirst ones today. I thought the same thing around her birthday.
Her birthday bikini ones confused me.
But she does that usually every birthday. So I was like, oh, it's enough.
Okay.
And then I was surprised when I saw that announcement.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that's not the reason.
I hope not, too. That sucks. Mm-hmm. That's sad.
I don't know why, but the fact that Joe Manganiello plays Dungeons and Dragons makes me think he didn't cheat.
Oh. Does he?
Yes.
He does?
Yeah. So he was like dorky. Yep. I love that.
Yeah. Oh,
he's my favorite part of Magic Mike XXL.
Oh my God, he was so good in that. Wait, is this today?
No, that's it. Those were those photos in the blue.
I see.
Arda Marine is scrolling through her Instagram account right here.
I see.
Photos of Sofia.
Oh, all right. There's online. Videos. There's videos with the ass. I see.
Yes.
I got it. Yeah, I saw the birthday ones, and I was like, oh. It was, look, she's a babe. They're both so good looking.
I was one place I overheard her say something, and it was like, oh, that person is so much prettier than me. And I thought, oh, isn't that an inch? Like, just randomly she said that? And I thought, oh, she doesn't have the self-esteem that I would think that she would have.
Yeah. Oh, look, this town is mean. Yeah. And, you know, she's a sex symbol over 50. And this is a mean town. And, like, anybody at any age, like, she's so but this town is so ageist that, like, I feel badly that it even affects her.
Yeah.
And I wonder if she even had that complex when she was younger. I mean, I think this town can eat away at your insecurity no matter who you are.
This was a good 10 years ago I overheard her saying. And I thought to myself, what?
Like, what else do the rest of us have?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so then, well, I fell for it. I fell for Xavier. I fell for the dad. I fell for the love. He's
top four.
He got me.
I say he's top four.
I believed it. She sees a whole new level of compassion. He seemed sweet. I mean, the guy knits. I mean,
I love that. I love that.
I really like him. I didn't understand why she disliked him so much in the beginning of that date, and then I was thrilled that they came back around.
I mean, I think he reminded her of the ex. I think he's really cute. I think he's actually a nice guy. Mm-hmm. I think that her bias because he looks like her ex or whatever. I liked his story. I think he might be a little boring.
There's no goofy side.
He's not a ding dong.
But he seems like a nice guy. But speaking of dongs, I do think Xavier is right on the bubble where if he performs in the fantasy suite, his sock could go up considerably.
But he's so big that they're both so big. Dotton and Xavier, I would be frightened. That to me, that would be like, I cannot. That's too much. It's too much.
That's why she kept Sean around and send John home because she figured he'd have to be smaller.
Too much. Go for Joey. I cannot. Okay, so then her whole outlook has changed. They played music to indicate that he was going to have second the music changes, to hero music, she got some hero music. And then she said, all signs are pointing to Xavier. She said that.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the guys are on the treadmill in their suits.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I think it was just a funny bit they were trying to do. I don't know.
This group seems like they're into skits and bits.
Yeah.
they're along. They're skits and bits.
I think the fact that they all hated Brayden, too, made them all bond a lot.
It was good to have the villain.
Yeah, they're into skits and bits. Now that Brayden's got... They're all like guys that like each other.
And they did that bit where they all are screaming her name like they always make the girls do for the guys, which made me happy.
So then she sees... she shows Dotton a photo of her as a little girl, which was so cute. And so, yes.
I have a fun story about
Whitney,
this.
Please.
When I lived in Portland, Oregon, and I was doing my laundry at the laundromat, I met this guy, and his pickup move was to show me a picture of his grandfather. And he's like, look how handsome my grandfather is.
Yeah.
I look like him. So if you... decide to stay with me, this is what I will look like in old age. And I always thought that was such a great pickup line.
You liked it.
I thought it was hysterical.
Did it work?
We became really good friends for a long time.
Did you ever kiss him?
I did kiss him.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did he continue to get handsome and handsome?
Well, here's the thing. I moved. So that's sort of... But I always thought, like, what a funny, like, thing to keep in your wallet, like, for a pickup line. Yeah. I just thought it was clever.
Oh, this is where Tanner got in the kissing woods. I was surprised. She's horny for Tanner.
Yeah.
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 He's underrated. Yeah. And I've been rooting for him because he's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So I would like to see more of him, but I feel like it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
But she did like... late.
She's horny for him.
Like,
yeah.
She's horny enough, I think, to keep him around, but I don't see him going all the way.
It's too late.
Yeah. So then Brayden comes back. We see his stupid feet. The guys are like, God damn it. And meanwhile, Charity...
It's so funny when one of them goes, Brayden's back. And the guy said, you do not just say that.
Meanwhile, poor John, who I thought was going to be top four.
Me too. I am so poor. Matt.
What a humiliating episode for
they
John.
They were kissing, and then Brayden walks up. And then he stands there watching them kissing, and she goes, "Ooh, red is a bad color for lip gloss." While we're making out,
and the sound design on that makeout was
disgusting,
gross,
just terrible.
And then Sean is doing an interview, and it goes. He shows up wearing flip flops and a fucking scarf, and the producer goes, "What's the difference between his scarf and your scarf?" And he goes, "Like, well, mine's cashmere."
Yeah.
The way he said it, he goes, "This is cashmere."
Yeah, I
obsessed.
Like that.
Really obsessed.
George
Costanza.
He's very Jordan. He's very my power is my, what is that?
Oh,
being me is my
Jordan.
Jordan Kimball.
Model.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
So then Brayden said, "I didn't like how I left. I just came back to say I'm sorry. You didn't do anything wrong." She's like, "I didn't think I did anything wrong." And I just wanted to say, like, I don't know if you say things to yourself, but again, you didn't do anything wrong. I wish you the best of luck. And Aaron was like, "You should apologize to John." And he's like, "What did you say? Fuck you." And it's like, "You got," then so then he starts going to Aaron, "You got a big dick, bro. Oh yeah, you got a big dick." And then Aaron goes, "I will kick your ass." And he's like, "You're not mad enough." And then they start fighting, and John and Caleb, like the whole thing was a mess.
Truly. And first of all, I mean, I think I felt so embarrassed for John because I'm like, I think Charity just is like wants to check every guy off her list. She needs to meet Gotham once. And that's what was going on with John. But the guys are all fired up for John. And it's not even that they think John has a real chance.
No, but they like, that's her boy.
But I think John is the kind of guy that all the guys in the house like.
Yes.
Forget Brayden because he's another good guy.
Yeah.
Is he paradise?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he's so hot. So?
He's not first sand. He'll be later sand.
And I think he'll be, popular.
Popular in the way that Wells was popular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, like, he's hot as
John
fuck.
Could live in Silver Lake or Los Feliz.
No, you know he's too preppy.
He knows how to walk
he's
the line.
He's more Brentwood. He's more Brentwood.
I know. I think he can walk the line.
He's more Studio City.
I hear you. Okay, then I would say
he would be the bachelor?
He would live in the fun part of Burbank.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No bachelor?
No,
for
he won't be the bachelor.
No, I think he's cut too
early.
He's not really the bachelor.
I mean, how many are left? Isn't it like almost home?
I know you love John.
I do love John. He didn't have enough.
He doesn't have enough.
He didn't get enough airtime and didn't get enough dates with her.
They had such a connection.
I know, he's so cute. I love John.
To me, honestly, I get real like boy energy from John.
Yes.
He's not a man.
Yeah, he's a boy.
The bachelor, not that we haven't had bachelors that were boys, but
yeah. He's a boychiller.
Right, he's not going to throw you through the window of a bar.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
He's not going to throw you.
You guys have convinced me. I know. I do like
that. That's the standard.
So then we do the rose ceremony. I got to say, is this a shortened season? I feel like they're cutting a lot of guys.
We're down to like six now.
She cut John.
Brayden left.
She cut Caleb. Mm-hmm. And then she cut the sea captain who said that he likes thicker women, who kind of sucked.
Who's the sea captain?
He's the yacht captain.
The yacht
Michael.
Yeah.
John, Caleb, and Michael. And then so they're down to like eight guys.
Well, they were at nine before.
Yeah. I think it's six.
It's going to be like one more and then hometowns.
That's what I'm saying.
It feels like a short season.
It does feel short.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
We need to be overseas by now.
Why aren't we overseas?
So then she kept Sean, and then Caleb starts crying, and he's like, "This process works, man. It's amazing how quickly you can fall in love. Gosh dang it." He said to her, "Gosh dang it. You have some fun. Do I have some feelings for this girl? But I know that your husband is there." John is crying. Xavier starts crying. And there's six guys left.
I thought what Caleb said was really nice.
He's adorable.
I thought it was a really nice
I love
exit.
Caleb.
I think Caleb's going to be at her wedding.
Yeah. I thought all of them were very kind in their exits.
Yes.
They all seemed to wish her well.
Yeah.
Think that the guys left are fabulous. So I thought it was lovely.
When she says, "Sean," I heard John.
John,
went,
so did
oh!
I.
And then I was like, "Wait, why is Sean?" Yeah. And I was like, "No."
I thought the same
thing. I was
thing.
Really yeah. disappointed in that choice, and I don't
me
understand.
Me too. I don't
it.
Understand.
Walk
I
me
think
through
Sean
it,
is being kept around to stir shit now that Brayden is gone.
Oh, good.
This is my theory.
Good boy.
Are going to go too well with Dot, and we're going to need some conflict. They're setting up Sean with the cashmere comment and all that. He's our new
He's going to be the new bitchy narrator.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he already pissed them off. The Barbie date, right? When he took up too much time.
Yeah, that's right. He's willing to be a puppet for the producers because he was so willing to come in and be a dick when he came back from Barbie.
Yeah, I like that theory.
That's a great theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to make our bets for the final three and winner, and then we're going to do our Tweet of the Week. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. And
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
We're back. All right. Tess, since you're brand new here, first of all, great job. How well did Tess do?
Yay! This is so fun.
Tess, I want to hear who you think the top three will be in order. Third, second, winner.
Okay, great.
And who the next bachelor will be.
I feel like it's going to go, it's pretty easy for me. I think it's going to go 3 Joey, 2 Xavier, number 1 Dalton.
Okay.
I think Dalton's going to take it all. And I think, I don't know if this is wishful thinking because I just think Joey's just so adorable.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be the next bachelor.
Whoa.
Mm. Because I love that he has gay dads. Mm. I think that's it.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to Katie. 3-2-1 bachelor.
Exactly the same. Because now that John is gone, I think it's going to be Joey. Because the thing, she said something to Joey last night. Because we haven't seen them interact a lot.
I forgot about gay dad.
And she said something like, I'm always thinking of you or something that like really, like she really like planted something there to be like, I like you and you're in my mind a lot and don't worry. I think she likes Joey a lot. So I think it's be Joey, Xavier, Dalton.
And the next bachelor?
I mean, I don't know if they're, I don't know if ABC will choose a black guy, unfortunately, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I have any choice
in the matter.
I guess Joey, too. I don't know. They might like, you know, they can go to Hawaii then.
And gay dads.
Gay dads, yeah.
All right, Whitney.
I'm going to say Xavier, Joey, then Dalton.
Oh.
And I'm picking John because I think that they, I want to hope that they will put somebody who has Asian blood in them as the
bachelor. I was excited that an Asian guy made it this far.
It is beyond me why I just find Asian men very attractive, and I just don't understand why they're sort of like never put in this. Yeah. And I think
has there never been a guy who's Asian?
No.
There's not a lot. Never, this is like never. This is the furthest any Asian guy's ever made.
Asian men never get past week 2.
No. Yeah. It's beyond, I don't understand it, so that's why I was like, and I just feel like that would be a great thing.
He'd be a great bachelor, too.
He'd be fantastic. I think he'd be good. That's my hope.
All right, Brendan.
I like the Xavier, Joey, Dutton lineup. I think Joey, just based on what we know about her background, I think he reminds her of the guy that she went to her high school prom with.
Oh, you know what?
It was probably like the high school quarterback, the handsome quarterback in her mostly white preppy high school. Yeah. But she was the hottest girl.
And who's the, who's going to be the bachelor?
Who's going to be the bachelor? I think Joey will be the bachelor because I don't think he's going to win. I hope that Dutton wins, and then I think that Joey's the best.
Somebody emailed us. They were saying their theory, which my apologies that I don't have it in front of me, the name of the person, but I thought this was a really good, maybe you should DM me, but somebody had a theory about why she felt connected to Braden was he had been in the military, allegedly. Her town is like, where she's from is near military stuff, so maybe some of the guys that she's used to being around.
Well, she said she moved around a lot. Wasn't her father?
Yeah,
I think her dad was in the military.
So that kind of reminded her maybe of some of the guys. I thought it was an interesting. I thought it was an. I can't remember who said it to me. I thought it was an interesting.
Yeah.
I thought like okay.
I mean, she did bond with someone on one of the earlier episodes, and it could have been Braden about the dad.
Yeah, they're like in a car talking.
Will you Google was Braden in the military? Yeah. Okay,
or his All right, father.
I'm
in
gonna
the military.
Say. For me, I'm going to say Xavier, Joey. I'm going to say she does pick Dutton. I'm going to go. I'm really picturing it. I don't see her picking Xavier. I see her picking Dutton. And I think they're going to pick a white guy, and I think they're going to go gay dads. And I think we're going to have Joey.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, he is an army vet. There you go. Was Yeah, he
Braden was.
Yeah,
he was an army brat.
Vet. No, he was in the.
So he was in military?
Army vet. Yeah, it says. Yeah. Let me see.
I like brat better.
Yeah. Also, Dr. Banana.
It
is
doesn't
not,
say what he did there, but yeah.
Dr. Banana is not with us because she is still in Europe, but we hope she's having a great time. Shout out, Dr. Banana.
Can I tell you a fun thing? When you are overseas and you're listening to this podcast,
yes.
The commercials pick up from the country that you're in or where it downloads. So I was in like France listening to an episode of this, and then all the commercials were in French, and I thought that was really
That's
funny.
That's really exotic.
Wait, I have a question. It says he was employed by the U.S. Army. Does that mean he was in the Army?
Maybe as a travel nurse?
Yeah, it sounds like he was a nurse.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
No. Does that mean you were in the Army, though?
I actually
don't know. He might not have enlisted, but he may have had contract services.
Hey, if anybody knows, if anybody knows, you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Also, my apologies to the winner, Marty, that it took me so long to connect you with Julie, the queen that started Sleep Crown, but the email has happened. You guys, it really helps us when you rate and review us. And you know what, Katie, remember last week we asked people like to actually go do it, and a lot of people did. We are up to 2,328.
That's awesome.
I mean, in a dream, it'd be fun to be at 3,000 by the end of the year. Is that crazy?
No, I think it's totally doable.
So again, you guys might have listened to this a lot. It really helps us, and again, to help us because they renew us at the end of the year. So like that, like if we could try to get to 3 by the end of the year, it would be really nice. It doesn't literally, you don't even have to write the review, or you could just say 5 stars, super fun. Like if you don't want to take too much time. So this one is 5 stars. My soul family who has, now it cuts off, so I don't actually know what the final...
Yeah, it's hard to see the whole thing.
But this is from MC Holloway, and it says, if you want to listen to any Bachelor recap podcast, this is the one. I started listening to Arden, Hannah, Katie, and all their fabulous friends during COVID. As we all know, it was hard to find many things to laugh about during the spring and summer of 2020. Once I heard Arden's impression of Peter, the pilot's mother, bring her home, Peter, bring her home, I was hooked. I've been a fan of Arden's, and they named some fun shows that I've been on, which I will not name right now because I'm not supposed to, but I appreciate that you've been supporting me and excited for me about a new one, which shall not be named. And she was so excited. And then she's last thing that she saw me on recently, I was on a show, and she said she was startled her husband when she yelled, there's Arden. and his her husband scowled and said, who? Anyways, I've continued to follow her throughout the years and felt I had failed her as a fan when I stumbled across her podcast. Ever since I watched the Bachelor franchise with my 24-year-old daughter, Isabel, who's also addicted to the podcast, and we always comment on how we think about the will you accept this champions will respond to
the outrageousness of on our TV screens. This podcast has helped my daughter and me navigate through some recent PTSD revelations by using the Becoming a Champion motto through all the tough memories and conversations. We honestly feel like the podcast team and guests are members of our friend group. Please give this podcast a try, even if you don't watch the Bachelor franchise. It goes on. It's so sweet. They would come to a show in Chicago. All my loves, hugs, and awkward screen kisses, Mary. Aww, how sweet is so that? Sweet. Look, you know what? This is all just... It's just like a fun, silly thing. It's like the sport that we all play together. Here's another one. We have 5 stars. Absolutely hilarious. Carla Rado. I have seriously have started talking just like Artem because I've listened to this podcast so much. I've accidentally called things a finasco and even used the words boner and horny in the first week on my new job. Despite the side effects, it's the first Bachelor recap I choose every week. And then I listen to about 4 other podcasts related to The Bachelor religiously. Thanks to the amusement.
Oh,
I went on a double date recently and I think I said something like that was like boner or horny really like early on in the night. And I like, think
this is how I talk.
Yeah. And I was like, I felt like the gal like just sort of stared at me and I thought, oh, right. I got to kind of like, they don't know yet. They don't, I got to wrangle it in. So we also had another 5 stars from Hyatt and Cat. Y'all keep me sane. This podcast got me to watch the Bachelor franchise. Arden and her array of wonderful, talented guests have kept me entertained and laughing until I'm about to pee myself season after season. I've even gone back and listened to old seasons to have more to listen to. My job is serious enough and listening to y'all keeps me going. Huge shout out to the production team for keeping this gem running and for your hilarious commentary. Special shout out to Anna Banana from Assyrian Sista. Y'all are amazing. That's so sweet.
Awesome.
We love, I mean, we're the best. You do a ton of podcasts, and we have the best fans in the biz.
We really do.
We love you guys. So when Dr. Banana comes back, we are very open to starting a Threads account. We haven't done it yet, but to doing post of the week for anybody who wants to delete Twitter. Totally understand and support that and appreciate you guys keeping it for us. So when Dr. BB comes back, we will make that happen for you, but we are not there yet.
On Threads yet.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So for now, if you want to participate, you can tweet to myself or Dr. Banana, Arden Marine, ArdenMyrin, or Dr. Banana, who's Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, and make sure you do hashtag WYATR, and that's how you do it. And if you win, you will win a sleep crown pillow. Yay. And in order to get it, email us your mailing address, and I will be faster than I was with poor Marty in connecting you with Julie. And if you want to get your own sleep crown, you can just go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR, and you can put in promo code PBFIT to get a discount and, I believe, free shipping. All right. Here we go. We're going to narrow it down to 2.
Okay.
And then we're going to pick the winner. There's some all-stars in here. Some heavy hitters. Great. Cheyenne Constant, our girl, Trixie Firecracker, Brayden. She might just be an amazing for someone else. It's not me. Me. Bitch, this and buying earrings at craft fairs are the only thing we agree on.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. This is from Seth Rolette at Basebone One. Lucky Dutton. Bridge bungee trust fall date is second only to ambulance ride when it comes to guaranteed roses. This is another one from Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Brayden is an ass. We know this, but I'm going to need that ass to drop the name of the Etsy shop that he is getting his earrings from because they are giving me let me flex on these hoes at book club vibes. Here's Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman at Down to Christmas. No one is more excited about Brayden going home than the staff of his local Chico's and their earring section. Mandy Alperin at Blazer Girl 77. Who knew that Caleb B was such a softie? Cowboy John Paul Jones is going to clean up on the beach this summer. Oh, Cowboy John Paul Jones is really good. Laugh. Good. This is Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. The Etsy seller that converts keychains into earrings for Brayden must be thrilled he has access to the internet again. And then final 3. Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. After tonight, we know 2 things about Brayden. 1, he shaves his legs. 2, he's the kind of guy that goes to secluded spots in the woods to take his shirt off in front of children.
Lex Boogie at Mr. Lugubrious. Did Brayden just leave for a couple days to grow a thin mustache? And then the final one, BF at What a Fun Sexy Time. Brayden got all dolled up for the rose ceremony he wasn't invited to in his best tablecloth scarf and souvenir shop keychain earrings. All right, top two. What do you think? I'm going to say Flex on Hoes Book Club.
I was going to say Book Club for one of them for sure.
And then do we like Chico's, John Cowboy?
John Paul Jones.
Okay. I like John Paul Jones, okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Brayden is an ass. We know this, but I'm going to need that ass to drop the name of the Etsy shop that he's getting his earrings from because they are giving me Let Me Flex on Those Hoes at the Book Club vibes. Or Mandy Alperin at Blazer Girl 77. Who knew that Caleb B was such a softie? Cowboy John Paul Jones is going to clean up on the beach this summer. Cowboy John Paul Jones or Book Club Hoes?
John Paul Jones.
I'll do Book Club.
Tiebreaker. John Paul Jones really got me.
Okay.
I like John Paul Jones.
Okay, we have a brand new winner. Here we go. Mandy Alperin at Blazer Girl 77. Who knew that Caleb B was such a softie? Cowboy John Paul Jones is going to clean up on the beach this summer. What would you like to promote? Tess Barker, welcome to the podcast. Oh it's gosh, so nice to have you here.
So much.
What would you like to promote?
Let's see. You can listen to my podcast, Lady to Lady, anywhere you get your podcasts. I also have a documentary podcast called Toxic, the Britney Spears Story, which is a more produced kind of like serial version of all that shit that
That's
happened.
So fun.
And then my social for everything is Testify Barker with two S's, and I put my stand-up shows and stuff there.
That's so fun. Well, we're so delighted to have you, and we hope you will come back and play with us.
Thank you. I'd love to.
Brendan, what would you like to promote?
Well, always the BrandoCast. The BrandoCast. Rock Tales with Amit Zappa. Though Amit's on vacation, but we will be back live. We have a brand new studio. But I mostly want to promote Old School Casa Bianca Pizza in Eagle Rock, California.
So fun. Square. It's square. Square slices.
If you want the perfect second date,
Casa Bianca Pizza Pie.
Okay. Take them to Casa Bianca.
And good dinner salads there, too.
I would like to promote that I'm going on a little tour of the East Coast in Rocktober. I will be in Philadelphia at City Winery on October 12th. I will be at Bethesda Blues and Jazz. So if you're in the D.C. area, that will be on October 13th. That's a Thursday and Friday night. And then the next Wednesday, I will be at Boston City Winery. There are links to all of them in my link tree on my Instagram page, which is Ardenmarine, A-R-D-E-N-M-Y-R-I-N. I'm not allowed to promote any shows that I'm on, so I can't do that. But I can promote my Patreon that I do with Brendan, and we are now breaking down Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Whitney, how's your Women of the Cloth?
Well, I might have to get back into doing it because of the stress.
What's your Instagram?
Oh, nobody follows me on it. It's okay. I have like 4 followers.
Okay, great.
That's fine. I'm just Whitney, and I'm just a fan of everybody here.
Well, we appreciate you. Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please adopt and foster animals from your local shelter. All the LA shelters are so full right now, they have crates of dogs lining the hallways. Please, if you can, foster an animal. If you've been thinking about adopting, also spay and neuter your fucking pets.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Until next time, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Arda Marine. Until next time, goodbye.
Bye. Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.